Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Crisco and I are unifying in something.
Besides your love of ladies and your shorts.
What was that?
Look at you guys and your love of the opposite sex.
And drinking
shorts.
And eating.
Shorts.
That was a good one. No, this is something that I feel like we both want to do more. Mm. And we kind of started talking again this weekend about
it. We did.
And I think it's something that we should do together.
Mm. It's kind of weirding me out.
Why is it weirding you out? Why don't you hear it out before you judge?
Hey, okay, I'm going to not judge. But the last time you guys said, we're going to, like, brothers, we're going to be in solitude. That's when you just, your big thing was you were going to both wear shorts every day. Is this bigger than that?
Des is judging. She actually just did it.
Yeah, you're right. She actually should be joining the trio.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay, so I don't judge if I'm invited.
Well, no, you're not technically invited, but you just did it. So what we're talking about is tattoos.
Yep.
We're tatting up, basically, is what we're trying to figure out. And we're to the point where Wes started telling me over the weekend he was looking to find, he actually was at Golden Cobra, near Golden Cobra Tattoo.
Yeah, you guys did a Crisco's Hit or Miss, correct? Yeah, and actually at next door was my nephew loves local bands. So mm-hmm. We're at this Route 47 bar, I think, in Fridley. I'm just sitting there and I look out the window. I'm like, Golden Cobra. They just talked about this, I think. So I text Crisco. I'm like, hey, this is the place you guys did a Crisco's Hit or Miss, right? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I need to go in there and have the rest of this designed.
Is this the cover up of your
barbed wire?
Yeah.
But then we started talking about let's go together. And then we're like, well, do we get something matching? Or is that really
copycats. Weird? Copycats. I just did that with my friend. But you know what? It's the most fun thing. I've actually done it with my cousin. We have matching tattoos. My sister and I have matching tattoos.
What do you have with your sister?
We have our toe rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And my one tramp stamp is with another friend. Oh, yeah.
My question was, I figured you would jump all on it and go at the same time. Does Pidge have any tattoos?
I think he's a blank canvas.
I am a blank canvas, 100%.
Would you go with us and get a tattoo?
Depending on what the tattoo is, yeah.
A dolphin jumping over a moon. Want to do it on your lower back?
I will do... I'll do it on my butt. A dolphin jumping over my one cheek.
To the other. I love it.
No, not to the other. Into the...
Into the
sea.
He said you would do that. I will pay if you will actually do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean, are you guys going to do it? I kind of want to get matching tattoos.
No, I'm not going to get a dolphin jumping in to the area. I'm telling you.
Where the thermometers go?
Taylor, like, are you kidding me?
He's like, I guess I'm a dolphin.
I'll be like, hey, it's just me and the boys. We got our butts tattooed. It's like it's weird to get your butt tattooed with a group of coworkers.
I'm your family.
I know, but it's also coworkers. This could be an HR issue. Let's do it.
Let's do it. I think this is great. I think we should all agree to do one thing and then just have Pidge do it and just be Betty White across his back. How great would that be? Just Betty White in like her Golden Girls best, just tattooed across your back.
I mean, I wouldn't even hate that. Rest in peace to Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would your girlfriend kill you if you came home with a big, huge tattoo across your back?
No,
or even on the cheek.
She has a big, terrible tattoo across her back. So,
She think it's terrible?
Yeah, well, so the problem is, and I don't think it's terrible, but she said it is. There was some writing. There's writing on it. It's a big, like, compass, and then around it, circle writing. The writing has started to, like, I don't know, like, what do you call it, Des? Like,
fade.
Fade and, like, be disformed or whatever. It's not what it used to be.
It's not crisp.
Right.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Yeah, girl.
This form did not Chris.
Tattoos, bodies, it all happens, bitch. Don't be so judgy.
And it'll happen to you eventually, our young friend.
I would just like to clarify. I love the tattoo. She said it's terrible.
Yeah, you are in such trouble.
Just opening your mouth, you're in trouble every time.
That is one of those things, though, that you can say about your own tattoo, it's terrible. But if somebody else says it, you're like,
She said it again, not me.
So she can. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I shouldn't.
But it makes me wonder, though, like, what is that tattoo that you get? Do you get grief for a tattoo? Because I text the idea that I have, and I sent it to Wes, and he was very non-judgy, which I appreciated. But this is a tattoo that anybody else would probably laugh at. Des will laugh at it. It's a wrestling tattoo.
I'm used to this with you. I support
it. I don't have a tattoo of a wrestling thing. So, I mean, there's a long story into it. It was the wrestler who passed away, and it's the logo of his thing. But I know it's along the lines of my Zelda tattoo on the inner wrist, on my left hand, on my left arm.
See, I don't have any problem with the wrestling one. I think it's actually kind of cool what you sent me. I just wouldn't get something stupid like Star Wars, you know?
Totally.
You wouldn't get a fake tree called Baby Groot on your arm?
Baby Groot is
get
cute.
That bud.
Baby Groot is adorable, and it shouldn't be. I will say I got lucky. The guy who tattooed me made me look way cooler than I should.
Yeah.
Because I get so many compliments on my arms constantly, and they're like, oh, but then I looked up to say something to you, and it was bad. But I'm wondering, is there a tattoo that you get that you love? You'll never get rid of it. It's always there. But, like, people still give you endless grief for.
I think that's what it is, like, about tattoos. Mm-hmm. There's something very meaningful to you. But it's like art, and it's on your body, and everybody's going to say something. It's, again, my tramp stamp. Everyone is always, and I don't know what else to call it, my lower back tattoo.
My everybody barbed wire.
And your barbed wire.
I hated it. That's why I'm covering it.
We did this at the same time in our lives.
Yeah. Boy, you did. 90s. Oh, my gosh. Pam Anderson was huge still.
Yep.
I love this. Somebody said that they got a tattoo of a moon since Moon passed away.
Oh.
That's a really, really good one. You probably heard of Moon, Wes.
Of course,
but yeah. He was a legend here and a legend in radio, and we lost him this year, and it was really, really hard. But somebody else said, don't get matching tattoos. I got one with my best friend and now it's covered up.
See, I look at it as a time in my life. So I'm not mad at anyone's that I have. Some of them are better than others.
I have an orange orangutan on my left butt cheek.
How drunk were you when you got that? Oh my gosh. Remember when we did a one call of somebody who, like, it ended up being a tattoo call? And the girl, we ended up meeting her. She got a hot dog on her butt.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. I have to meet that human. That is a great, great human.
I got my first tattoo on Saturday, and only 5 people know about it so far. Somebody just texted in.
Dang,
you haven't shown
it?
Anybody?
I mean, you got to be. That's like holding it like close to the vest. I love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll have to figure out what we want.
Well, the dolphin for sure for him.
Yes, Pidge.
For Pidge, he's getting that for sure.